Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, how can I say that? Bottom line, I was the original. That's right, the original. Back in the 80s, we said we're going to start a boxing talk show, and here we are, 41 years later, knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is the Saturday edition. We come to you an hour at 11:06 a.m. Pacific time, 2:06 p.m. Eastern time. That's the Saturday show, 1 hour live on YouTube, twitch.tv, and of course, sportsbyline.com. Bottom line is, we're all over the place. And of course, the Sunday show, I want to mention this, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, same time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Same channel, straight up as Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sunday. Of course, I'll bring in the retired HBO Godfather. He's watching TV right now. Of course, Fabio Wardley and Daniel Dubar, or Daniel Doobie, is about to go at it. Take that back. It's about 3 hours away. Of course, the card started at 10 a.m. Pacific time, right, on the zone. And get this, it's going to run until about 4 o'clock Pacific time. That's a long time. Who the hell wants to sit for 6 or 7 hours and watch boxing? But there are some people that want to. Straight up, we have open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to join me, straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tim Zhu and Earl Spence. Talk about Earl Spence getting hurt. I mean, the guy slurs his words, and that ain't from smoking weed. I mean, you know, the damage, the residual effects of professional boxing, I think, have taken their effect on Errol Spence, of course, and getting tossed out of that car. That was like the ultimate KO, no doubt about that. But the bottom line is, he's going to fight Tim Zhu. And, of course, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. They're going to go again in September. It looks like the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that and more with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And we'll hear from the monster. The new king of boxing has been crowned. Nobody anointed him. Nobody gave him spit with an H. He won the crown. He deserved it. I'm talking about the great David Benavidez. We'll hear from him today on today's show as well, as I stutter to the break. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar.
It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I didn't hear any comeback music here. That's what I was a little blown away by. But you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hours away from a WBO trinket heavyweight bout. I'm talking about, of course, Fabio Wardley and dubious Daniel Dubois. The reason why I say dubious is that he's been knocked out in three of his fights. The three fights he's lost, he's had the referee count over him. It's very rare that a guy counts over, a guy gets counted out, but he's been counted out once, twice, but thrice. Right up, Daniel Dubois has two chances today, and of course, they're slim and early, but the bottom line is he has a chance early on, but I think at the end of this fight, Fabio Wardley will be the winner. Of course, that is a battle on DAZN that's going to take place in a few hours. It's on DAZN pay-per-view. Why they have this on pay-per-view? Another gouge of the sports consumer. And, of course, the average sports consumer finds a way to get around that. Goes over somebody's house, steals it on some type of pirate system, a link, you know, fire stick, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, you know, people are reluctant to pay every couple of weeks for a pay-per-view card. They just are. I mean, last week, of course, David Benavidez, the monster of boxing. We'll hear from him a little bit later in today's show. But the new king of boxing, folks, and he wasn't anointed. Nobody gave this to him. It wasn't like somebody gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? He earned it. He earned it. He went out there. He annihilated everybody he could at 168. Had one shaky fight. I can't remember what the fight was at 168, but he came back and he beat the guy up in the rematch. Okay. Then, of course, he went to 175. Did well at 175. Never lost a fight. Didn't lose too many rounds. Okay. Bottom line is, then he went to 200 pounds. Nobody's done this before. He went to 200 pounds. And as I said on this show, and I've been saying for a long, long time, Zerto Ramirez didn't win a minute of a round. It was so bad. The Las Vegas police were ringside ready to take David Benavidez to jail for assault. It was unfair. It was one guy was at a 10 and the other guy was like a 4. And when you have a 10 and a 4, even though he was a champion, even though he was a defending champion, he only lost one fight prior to Dmitry Bivol. Of course, that was the guy that, Dmitry Bivol being the guy that got a doctor's note to not fight David Benavidez about 6 months ago. Oh, my shoulder hurts or something like that. Instead of saying, you know what, let's rock, let's roll. But the bottom line is now B-Ball is supposedly number one in line for David Benavidez. We'll hear from Benavidez about 25 minutes past the hour. But the bottom line is you can't say anything but wow after that performance. I was there. I was blown away by it. And I do want to mention this and before I go any further. The reason why I didn't have last Sunday's show was this dummy missed his flight last week. The first time in the history of, I've been to 34 countries. I never missed a flight I didn't want to miss. okay? But this one, I sort of lagged, and the flight was at 6 o'clock. I thought it was at 7 o'clock, so I'm strolling around Las Vegas in the morning and having my coffee and this and that, whole nine yards. In the meantime, the flight's taken off. So anyway, it's the same weekend that Spirit Airlines goes out of business, and one of their big hubs is Las Vegas, okay? So bottom line is, there's a shortage of flights. So they tell me if I want to go home, I got to go home in 3 hours. Got to wait 3 hours in the airport. But if I want to go home, I'm going to miss the show and I'm going to have to pay $531. So I threw down the $531. I'm sorry I missed the show, but I threw down the $531 because I could have waited until 5 o'clock and flew on Frontier Airlines for free. But man, there's nothing. It's like being held hostage in an airport. It's a horrible feeling. I mean, I've been held hostage before, but never of my own making. Okay, never of my own making. So anyway, I missed the show. First time in 41 years. I missed a flight, first time ever. I must be getting old. Bottom line, that's got to be it. I must be getting old. But, you know, I was so impressed with David Benavides last week. I sat in my VIP box down there at the T-Mobile Arena, the pimp that I am. I mean, my attorney, Mark Risman. Anyway, Mark Risman, of course, he set this up, and it was so cool. We're sitting in this VIP box. We got the big screen in front of us. The ring is right there. I mean, it was just rocking and rolling, of course. And Canelo Alvarez, he left the arena before Benavides fought. You know why? You know, Benavides said, I think I scared him. I think he was scared. He's been scared for a long time. And, you know, I've been down that road so many times. And it's almost, I know it sounds redundant, but the bottom line is, he's the biggest coward in the history of Mexican boxing. I mean, Mexican boxing is supposed to be so proud of their warriors, the Azteca warriors. In fact, I got a T-shirt over here, the Battle of the Azteca Warriors. Of course, Zerto Ramirez, he was Mexican, and David Benavides, who's half Mexican. The bottom line is, it was a Mexican battle, no doubt about that. It was on a couple of days before Cinco de Mayo. Of course, they should have pumped that Cinco de Mayo thing more. But the bottom line is, Canelo was there, and he sort of squirmed out everything, and then he acted like a big puss afterwards, and he got booed by the crowd. I thought that was really cool that the crowd booed Canelo really bad. So, as you know, I've been calling Canelo for a long time, Canela, C-A-N-E-L, and then a space, and then A. I put the feminine side on Canelo because the bottom line is he has failed to fight this guy at 168, 175, and now his creepy trainer, what's his name, Eddie Reynoso, the guy that's had like 7 or 8 guys testing positive for performance enhancing drugs, he's testing like, oh, well, that fight could have been made, but that fight's done now. Bottom line is you never wanted to make that fight. And I don't want to get into it real deep, but Eddie Reynoso, that's something I went down. You can check it out on my Substack column. In fact, I wish you would go to my Substack column. Frank 1963 goes to talk about Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234, Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234, at Substack.com. Straight up, let's take it to the Bronx. And of course, before I get in any more trouble because I am stuttering and stammering, of course, there was another big fight last week. Junto Nakatani sort of choked, I thought, against Noah Inouye. Of course, the reason why I say that is because he's got no street in him. He's got no street. He said they were touching gloves. I mean, you know, this is not chess. This is not checkers. This is not even badminton. This is boxing. Okay, and they were touching gloves. They touched gloves. It was like they were sparring partners. So you know, I sort of got. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning for that. I was a little disappointed, to say the least. Anyway, now time to bring in the Bronx Bomber himself. Talk about Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. Sorry about that, sir. How are you today?
Doing great, bro. How are you?
Pretty good. High on David Benavides.
As you should be. I mean, a star is born, right? I mean, they remade that movie a bunch. Maybe the next rendition, you'll have David Benavides in the lead because he is must-watch TV. He's definitely should be on everyone's top 4 to 5 pound-for-pound list.
No. It's time to put him up top. This is the only guy. Listen,
okay.
He has, in my opinion, he has a chance to beat Nusek.
I tell you what, if you would have asked me 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said, nah, man, there's no way. But you know what? I think he's a live dog. And especially he's at 29 years of age. He's in his physical prime. And Usyk is closer to 40 than 30. I like Benavides' chances.
Hey, and he added some Sugar Ray Leonard to it, too. Did you notice those bop, 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 bop? I mean, some of them shot, and they were stinging shots, man. It wasn't like he was throwing them. They were arm punches. He was rocking them with them little combinations, man. Some of that stuff. Spit with an H. It was brutal to watch. That was brutality
If you didn't like Zerto Ramirez, if like Zerto Ramirez was your ex-husband, this was a fight for you to watch.
You know, David Benavidez is one of the few fighters that still throws combinations. You know, a lot of guys just pot shot, counter punch. Like, for as great as Shakur Stevenson is, he doesn't really throw combinations.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth, because you want to talk about guys trying to anoint guys who's boxing best, Shakur Stevenson. I don't care what weight he's at, okay? If you wanted me to watch Shakur Stevenson or David Benavidez, I mean, it wouldn't even be close. I mean, obviously. And the entertainment factor with Shakur Stevenson, the fact that crowds walk out of his fights about the eighth or the ninth round, I mean, that's sort of indicative of what they think about him as far as an all-time great's concerned. I think he may go down as far as a Floyd Mayweather copycat and a reasonable facsimile and that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I'm not a Shakur Stevenson fan. And speaking of Floyd Mayweather, it looks like him and Manny Pacquiao are signed for Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I believe now they're looking for the venue.
No, it looks like they announced the T-Mobile Arena this morning.
Oh, it's going to T-Mobile. Okay. All right. Listen.
And I got T-Mobile Connect, and I got T-Mobile connections now, so...
So you'll be at the, it's safe to say, you
man,
may be
I'm
at
just
the,
saying, I couldn't, man, I couldn't believe it. My host said to me, Pedro, I want you to come to all our fights. And I just like, I almost fell over.
Good for you, brother. Good for you. Networking.
I almost fell over. I did. And bottom line, he said to me, he goes, why aren't you in the Hall of Fame? I said, that's a long story. Because, you know, there's guys like Doug Fisher in the Hall of Fame. And Doug Fisher, you know, I mean, come on. Doug Fisher's never won the awards that I did. I mean, the real awards. I'm not talking about the ones that are given away. He's never accomplished things as far as boxing in the ring, concerned. None of that kind of good stuff. He's never been around the world like I have. But the bottom line is, he's in the National Boxing Hall of Fame.
Well, then we need to talk to somebody because...
No, my lawyer needs definitely... to get on that, man. That should be a crime. For me not to be in the Hall... I hate to say... Listen, I know self-bragging and boasting and all that kind of stuff. I'm not bragging or boasting, okay? I was nationally ranked as a boxer. I was a North American Boxing Writer of the Year a year and a half after turning pro. I was doing national television 6 months after turning pro. Bottom line is, I've been knocking out old bumps for 41 years, and I don't get the credit I think I deserve. And, of course, I'm done screaming. Bottom line is, let's go back to David Benavidez. Of course, a new boxing king has been crowned. He didn't have to steal the crown. There was no controversial decisions, nothing like that. I mean, along the way, he has just stomped everybody's ass.
Yeah, look, how you win matters. And the way Benavidez wins, he makes you remember the fight, you know, in a good way.
Unlike Shakur
and unlike a lot of other guys.
And Floyd. They
just play safe. Floyd, you know, guys like Bernard Hopkins, Andre Ward. Look, and I get it. You know, listen, guys fight to their best, right? To their best ability and what they do best. And I'm not knocking that, but... David Benavidez is going to be the guy that 25 years from now, people are going to be talking about him at the barbershop.
Yep, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, there's two things that Mike Tyson and I agree on. Weed is better than alcohol, and David Benavidez has been the best fighter pound for pound for a long time. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Before I go any further, I want to mention the passing of Ted Turner, the billionaire that, of course, started with WTBS, the TV station, the Super Channel, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, CNN, and of course, man, what can I say? He was married to Jane Fonda. We met in an elevator one time. I spent 3 minutes with him. Of course, from the 18th floor down to the first floor. It was 3 minutes. I'll never forget. Bottom line is he passed away this week. May he rest in peace. You know, probably the only billionaire that I think I can ever think of, him maybe and Warren Buffett, that I would consider would be great presidents. Because billionaires are looking to add. Some billionaires seem to be adding to their own wealth. And I don't think that's what the presidency is all about. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, all my stuff is at Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234 at Substack.com. Substack.com. I can't even talk. You know what? I'm having problems this morning. Sock, why don't you just take over? I'm stuttering and mumbling all over the place. I can't even think of his name. Daniel in the other room is laughing at me, throwing rocks at the windows. Bottom line is I'm having a bad time here.
You'll be all right, brother. Just roll with the punches.
I'll be all right. Okay, I'll be all right. All right, let's talk about Junto Nakatani now. Am I right? Did he have not enough street in that guy or what?
Definitely there was a situation that the guy was fighting probably someone he looked up to, you know, and I think it was about the fifth or sixth round. Something snapped in him, like, okay, I'm in a real fight and let's get to work. And when he got going, unfortunately that cut really, you know, messed him up. The butt. Yeah, it was unintentional. You know, I think Nakatani's still a very good fighter. But I think he's going to kick himself. You know, I think the moment was there. He didn't come through. But credit to Inoue. Inoue could beat you with his brains also. He's really an underrated boxer. I mean, obviously, the punching power is what brings you to the dance. And will call, you know, that's why the reason they call him the monster. But he shows some really good skills.
Elusive. But time out. You know, They call two guys a monster. David Benavidez and Inoue Inoue. Uh-huh. One guy had monster-like tendencies and had a monster-like performance. The other guy had somewhat of a passive performance. Of course, he boxed well. But the bottom line is, the other guy, Nakatani, didn't bring it. Especially after a broken orbital bone. I guess he sort of resigned.
Resigned. Also, I think that he's just waiting too long. I think they had a game plan, and they stuck to it too long. They were trying to catch Inoue kind of coming in, you know, and Inoue kind of saw that. He didn't really fall for it. You would have liked to see a little bit more urgency. You know, I'm surprised that his corner.
Rudy Hernandez. I'm trying to get Rudy on tomorrow's show, but I've told Rudy right on his column there that your guy didn't have no street and you couldn't light a fire under his ass.
Well, I mean, that's
no,
sound
he
like
could
a warm
no.
Invite.
He no, he has no street. Nakatani has no street in him, and Rudy couldn't light a fire in his ass. Both those things are true.
Yeah, look, sometimes you know trainers, you can only do so much, you know, and the guy's true DNA comes out, and that's the second time. I mean, look, if you look at recency,
yeah,
that's two performances in a row. You know, the first one, okay, maybe I chalked it up to okay, you're looking ahead. But, you know, started developing a pattern. So now with Nakatani, who's a physically bigger man than Inoue, I think you need to be careful how they move him because if he goes up in weight and, you know, he's going to find somebody just as big, I think he might have peaked already.
Yeah,
so,
I think you're right. I think he might have peaked already, mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Yeah. Now, when you look at the heavyweight picture, of course, we got a fight going down today, Fabio Wardley and dubious Daniel Dubois. And, you know, actually, there's people dubious about Wardley, and there's people because, you know, they think he is unproven, but they have doubts about him, of course. And then Daniel dubious Dubois, the reason why I call him that is he's been knocked out three times, all three of his losses. Have you ever heard of a guy, or can you remember a guy that's been stood over in three losses by a referee and counted to 30?
Dubois brings it. That's one thing for sure. He's either going to get him or he's going to get you. I mean, he's only seen the distance one time. His two losses are to the best heavyweight in the world, arguably top two or three, you know, Usyk. And then the other loss doesn't look too good right now in Joe Joyce. In the fight that some people kind of think he quit. But he also has a knockout win. It's a great knockout win against a former heavyweight champion. And Daniel Dubois is a live underdog in this fight. I really believe so because the experience. And he's 29 years old. Fabio Wardley is a novice. And what he's doing is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, you know what? I was a novice too. I was kicking those guys' ass. Let me tell you, when you got the ability, you got the power, you got the pop, this and that, and you're just a better guy, it doesn't matter really. I mean, I think size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but there are exceptions to the rule. And I think that this guy came in at like 255. I thought he came in at 245. I wrote my article, he came in at 245. Now I'm reading this morning from Frank 1961 that he came in like 250 something pounds.
251, actually. I was checking that out before we came on the air. That's a good point. You know, I guess his strategy is to take him to deep waters and be the heavier guy, but he was 20 pounds heavier than Usyk.
But that's what you can't see. That's what this extra weight doesn't do for you. It doesn't. You don't stick around longer because you're fatter.
That is true. And those, or you get too muscle bound. Look, the over-under on this fight, if you want to try to make some money, it's nine rounds, right? I'm betting the under. So I think somebody's going to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Fabio Wardley might be this generation's George Foreman. You know, he's kind of never out of a fight. Now, Joseph Parker, that was an upset win.
Hold on. He's like Bill Wheeler. Sniff, sniff.
Oh, gosh. Who is Bill Wheeler?
Oh, man. Bill Wheeler is, of course, a Seattle promoter and a Seattle attorney. Of course, we had a big fight up in Seattle. I couldn't find him because he was hooked up. He was shacking up with some hooker, and he gave this hooker 25 grand. And guess what? He couldn't perform for the hooker, so he gave her another 25 grand to go get another hooker. So the two hookers came, 50 grand. He still couldn't do his thing. The bottom line is 50 grand. Of course, it was the Chinese people's money, the Chinese investors and the whole nine yards. The car lost 185 grand. And get this, Bill Wheeler had he bounced a $5,000 check on me. So when I got to Hawaii to accept the North American Boxing Writer of the Year Award, when I got to Hawaii, I called back to my bank. I said, I deposited a check. I said, at the Crocker Bank, Crocker was a big chain then, up in Seattle. And he goes, and it bounced. I go, it bounced? He goes, it bounced. I said, well, once? He goes, no, it bounced two times. We put it through a second time for you, Pedro. It bounced two times. So anyway, I had to collect from a Coke dealer. That wasn't easy. I mean, a cokehead. That wasn't easy.
Ouch. Now, based out of Seattle, did he have any involvement with Greg Haugen?
No. Listen, Bill Wheeler was a flash in the pan. He got the Chinese investors involved. He was a big part, an integral part of the
the brawl at the wall, the Great Wall of China. Of course, that was in February of 1993, the first professional boxing card to ever take place in the People's Republic of China since the communist takeover of Mao Zedong back in 1949. Yeah, I'm running off good now. But the bottom line is, yeah, that was quite, you know, that whole thing was quite an event. Having boxing in China, this, it was quite an event. I'm pretty sure that, you know, they were bugging us. The rooms were bugged with both cameras and TV and microphones. And, of course, there was also, did I tell you about the girl with all the big breasts? Now, you don't see too many big-breasted Chinese women, do you? Naturally.
You know what, that is... No, that is not one of their natural traits. No.
Okay, so they gave me this PR lady that was supposed to escort me around Beijing, okay? And she had like 36 C's, okay? I'm not kidding you, okay? I mean, like, boom, and they're all sticking out there and they said. So anyway, I kept telling her, meet me in the lobby and I would ditch her. No, she was a government plant. You know what I'm saying? That's how they wanted to monitor my. Because they listen. I went over there and they knew I was a little off the wall going for my columns. They sort of knew. You know what I'm saying? They knew like this guy, the columns, and of course the Chinese government sort of put the extra eyeball on a lot of us. In fact, I was grilled early and didn't know it, but the Secret Service followed me around not once but twice here in the United States. Twice.
Wow.
And God knows what I do in the car. They must have took some pictures of me because I'm a little bit loose in the car. Not sexually or anything like that. You know, I mean, I tend to be a little loud with the music, that kind of good stuff. Drive down the street, got windows down, that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, yeah, the Secret Service followed me around for the trip to Budapest, Hungary, and for the trip to China.
Who sang that song, Somebody's Watching Me? Was that like kind of in the background?
I have no idea, but straight up, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll hear from the great David Benavides. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports by iHeartRadio and like 1,000 other platforms. Of course, we are live on YouTube and Twitch.tv. Of course, the live broadcast comes to you 11:06 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays and Sundays, 1 hour on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. Of course, tomorrow, the Sunday show will feature the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, and hopefully Rudy Hernandez will come on the show and find... And sort of like, you know, face the heat. He's got to take a little heat. Bottom line is this guy choked. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Anthony Superfly Sandoval took me to see Shalimar, the 80s platinum recording artist, Thursday night at Yoshi's over there in Oakland, and it rocked, no doubt about that. And I'm not a big Shalimar fan, but the bottom line is they put on a pretty good show. Of course, Howard Hewitt still leads that band, but you know, bottom line is Howard's old, just like me. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're hours away from Wardley and Daniel Dubois. It's a fight that's not going to go nine rounds. Of course, that's the under the over, and I don't think it will go nine rounds, but somebody's got to go, and I personally like to go with the rookie. Other people are going with the guy that's been around for a while. We'll see what happens. Daniel Dubois, I call him dubious, but actually people are dubious about both Fabio Wardley and Daniel Dubois. So it's the battle of the dubious ones going in a few hours on DAZN pay-per-view. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last Saturday night, I was in Las Vegas and the place was rocking, no doubt about that. And afterwards, we heard from the great David Benavidez.
David, congratulations. 168, 175, now 200, the only man to ever do that.
I'm very happy, man. Primeramente, le quiero dar las gracias a toda mi gente, toda mi raza que vinieron a apoyar. Los quiero mucho. Monstro! Monstro!
Please translate for us what you just said.
I just said thank you to all my people that came out to support. Man, I love every single one of you, man. You guys give me the strength and power that I need to come in here and give the fights, these type of fights. So you guys are my engine to my motivation. So thank you so much.
How did you pull this off? This was a tough guy, and boy, did he hang in there, and he took tremendous punishment and kept coming back.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to outpower him because my first time coming up to 200. So I knew I had to use the gifts that God gave me. Speed, power, movement, punch selection, and IQ. And that's exactly what I did.
He's on his way now to the hospital here locally in Las Vegas. We wish him well. What did you say to him as he leaves the ring?
I just wanted to give him thanks for the opportunity. I love Cesar Ramirez. You know, we came up together. We came up sparring together. I got him ready for his world championship fights. He got me ready for my world championship fights. So I'm kind of sad it had to happen like this. You know, I love Cesar Ramirez, but, you know, it is what it is in here. There's only one monstro.
Was there anything that you were able to use from those 200 rounds of sparring that were effective this evening?
Yeah, I knew that the combinations were going to be able to land, you know, easy. You know, my combination, my punch selection is unlike anything else. You know, I know whoever it is, man, I don't care who it is, man. Nobody can f*** with me.
To do this on Cinco de Mayo weekend and to now be the man who is being looked at on this holiday, how do you take that?
I feel good, man. I just want to give the fans what they want to see. I seen Canelo in the building. Hey, let me just ask the fans this. Do you guys want to see Canelo versus David Benavidez? Enough said. That means that we can't leave that fight on the table. You know what I mean? Whatever, I have respect for Canelo. He's a great champion, but I'm a great champion too. Let's do it.
Do you believe it's realistic?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know.
And you've been through this many times.
I mean, I'm still champion at 175. I'm champion at 200 and 175. So they want to come get at 175, let's get at 175.
And if not him, how about Bevel?
Yeah, Bebo's the number one on my hit list, you know. Bebo is a great competitor, great champion, but I'm a great champion too. I just want to test myself every single fight.
And finally, go ahead in Spanish, the Mexican monster.
Monstro! What time is it? Monstro! Hey, saludo a toda mi gente, toda mi raza, y también arriba la finiquera, la verga.
Congratulations on this historic evening, baby.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
He is the charismatic monster, folks. I don't call him boxing's monster, the Mexican monster, this kind of good stuff. He's a good-looking kid. He was good-looking before the fight. He was good-looking afterwards. Wasn't bruised up. Bottom line is, Zerto had a broken orbital bone, a broken nose, I mean, a bruised rib. I mean, the guy, you know what he looked like? He looked like somebody like out of a war, like a war zone. Like, they should have had his arm in a sling and patches over his eyes and the whole nine yards. But the bottom line is, Zerto got destroyed. I mean, just absolutely destroyed. Didn't win a minute of a round. And I don't want to say that I predicted that, but the bottom line is you didn't have to be you could have been Stevie Wonder and picked that one. That's just in my mind. Although some people thought that Zerto might hang tough. He hung tough, yeah, during the referee's instructions. Outside of that, and the national anthem after that, it was all David Benavidez. Straight up, David Benavidez, go back to 175. Who would you favor, him or Dimitri Bivol?
I'm favoring the man with the fresher... The fresher engine, that's David Benavidez. I have Benavidez beating Bivol because I just don't think Bivol has what it takes to keep him off of him. And I believe Better Biad is on the other side. So I'm also, I have him at against anyone. And I am going to echo what Roy Jones said in an interview this week. That you have to strike while the iron is hot. Look, Jai Opatai is the other cruiserweight champion.
No, not enough there.
Jump over him. Jump yeah. over him, go right to Usyk. Yeah, you got to capitalize.
I have to agree with you. I wouldn't fight Jai. I mean, bottom line right. is, why do I say that? Is that the money's not there. Plus, he's with Zuffa.
Exactly.
See, he's with Zuffa.
Right.
Did I yep. mention he was with Zuffa? Oh, well, I'm sorry. Let me say it again. Did I mention he was with Zuffa?
Yeah, look, okay. Like you said, the risk-reward factor doesn't make any sense.
Being with Zuffa is like having a social disease in boxing. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion. Just my opinion. Bottom line is, I got to let you go before I get you in any real trouble, okay? Go back, hug the wife, have a great day with the baby. I saw a picture of the baby this week, a little video, man. She's awake, and the reason why I said that she's awake is that, you know, I look at some pictures of some babies, and they look like they're in a trance. They're not curious. Curiosity is the key to growing old. I'm telling you, people learn more in the first 4 years of life than they do the entire rest of their lives.
That is true. I'm a very fortunate guy. Penelope just hit 5 months, and she's very curious, yeah. Very active.
No doubt about that. You have a good week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Oh, and happy Mother's Day to all those who are listening today.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day. Straight up, thank you, Sock.
Peace, brother. Love you. Thank you.
Okay, of course, Frank, 1961, the House Historian, sent me a clip this week of me and Tony Tucker that took place, of course, up there in Seattle, the Seattle Showdown in 1990, when I told Tony Tucker he was carrying extra baggage into the ring in a post-fight interview, and he got all pushed out of shape about it. But the bottom line is, of course, that was back then. And today, of course, we're talking history and the history of boxing. May 11, 1980, where referee Tony Perez, of course, 54 seconds is how long the fight lasted. Jerry Cooney and Ken Norton. Of course, Ken Norton got destroyed. He was turned into, like, boxing rubble in, like, 54 seconds. But the bottom line is, Perez was criticized for not stopping that fight. Of course, Tony Perez was the referee that I had Larry Hazard made. I made him stop the Tommy Morrison Ray Mercer fight. It was in 1990. I think it was 1990. But the bottom line is, I ran across. I had just seen a ring fatality a few months earlier, so I knew what death was like. I had seen death in the ring before, because I knew what the Grim Reaper felt like when he was in the room. And he was in the room for the Tommy Morrison fight. There's absolutely no doubt about it, him and Ray Mercer. So I ran up to across the ring, and I'm screaming at Larry Hazard, the athletic commission director from across the ring, "Stop the fight, Larry, stop the fight, stop the fight." Jumping up and down. Larry saw me. He jumped up. He told referee Tony Perez to stop the fight. He was like, Tony Perez was like, remember those wrestling referees? You know, when we watch a professional wrestling match and they don't see the guy pull out the razor blade and cut the other guy's head and that kind of good stuff. You know, the referee doesn't see anything. That's Tony Perez in boxing. I mean, what was that guy doing? He was like, he was eating popcorn and having a front row seat. Of course, he was also the referee for the Ali Frazier fight, the second fight. Of course, a lot of criticism from both Eddie Futch on Joe Frazier's side and Muhammad Ali on Muhammad Ali's side for his performance in that fight. No doubt about that. That was, Tony Perez just wasn't my favorite guy. And he told me one time, he goes, "Hey, you're Puerto Rican." "So am I." I said, "So what? I'm sorry I'm Puerto Rican if you are." That's basically what I wanted to say, but the bottom line is I didn't. Of course, Tony Perez, may he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the fact that Canelo Alvarez's trainer, Eddie Reynoso, of course, tested positive for different drugs, and I said I would go down the list. Bottom line is Jaime Munguia, he tested positive for testosterone in 2025. Oscar Valdez tested positive for phentermine in 2021. Julio Cesar Martinez failed a drug test in 2024 for clenbuterol. Of course, that wasn't the first time. I think he had failed one in 2021 as well. He was suspended 9 months and fined $11,000. Luis Neri tested positive for something called zolpidem. That was in 2017. There was Francisco Rodriguez Jr. popping dirty in 2024 for octadrine, which was said to have been a second time. Despite this, the WBC cleared Rodriguez of any intention of doping, attributing the drugs in his system to an over-the-counter energy booster. Yeah, right. So Eddie trained all these six guys and Ryan Garcia, too. Of course, Ryan Garcia tested positive, but not when he was being trained by Eddie Reynoso. I mean, this is not a coincidence. I mean, come on. Once, twice, that's a coincidence. Three, four, five, six, seven times, this is not a coincidence. Straight up, I think those guys are using drugs. And of course, Canelo, I didn't mention Canelo. Canelo tested positive. He's one of Eddie Reynoso's fights. He tested positive for clenbuterol. And of course, he said that it came in the meat. He was eating Mexican meat, and the steroids were in the meat. Do you hear the long pause there? That's how much I believe him. I don't. Anyway, bottom line is Wardley and Dubois coming up in a few hours. Of course, I like Wardley. Other people like Dubois going into this fight, but now with Dubois coming in over 250 pounds, they're sort of second-guessing that pick. But the bottom line is this is not going to be a 12-round contest. It's probably not. I mean, all indications are, of course, the betting experts in Las Vegas and around the world are saying this fight goes 9 rounds or less in the under, and it would be 9 complete rounds. I just don't see this thing going 9 complete rounds. You've got two guys that just know how to unload. That's all they do is unload on each other. Of course, and I think Danny Dubois is a bit past his peak, and I think he's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. And if I'm wrong, I have to come in here and eat a piece of paper tomorrow. Straight up. Yeah, that's the way it is. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. You know, listen. Frank 1961, relax on David Benavidez. He can get back to 175. Okay, he can get back to 175. He can't get back to 168, but he can get back to 175 with the day before weighing and things like that. So that's not a big thing. I'm not sweating him getting the weight. Okay, what I'm sweating is him getting the fights. Is that I don't think these guys want to fight him. I mean, you heard Canelo being booed. Like, oh, I didn't tell you. Canelo was also interviewed in the arena, and all they did was boo him. All these boos in the background, he got booed out of the arena. That's why he left, because David said, maybe I scared him, this and that. But the bottom line is, he's got to realize, I look like a little girl. I look like a little girl. I mean, that's what he looks like, a little girl. He runs around. I mean, he was there to back up Jaime Munguia. Remember he fought Jaime Munguia a couple of years ago? Of course, Jaime Munguia, I mentioned, just tested positive testosterone a couple years ago as well. Of course, that's a performance-enhancing drug. But, of course, he fought Jaime Munguia. Munguia didn't give him much resistance, and afterwards, he bought Munguia a car for $150,000, and now he's part of Munguia's team. I mean, something smells there. I mean, something just smells there. It just does. Right up your tune to Ring Talk Live where Russell. If you think I'm going crazy today, I'm really not. Nakatani Inoue, of course, I'm not too happy about the performance of Nakatani. I thought that Nonoa Inoue was there to be taken. I thought he was just a little bit slower, just a little bit, lacked a little bit than a little bit of the fire that he had before. And, of course, the kid that's training in Los Angeles, listen, you can train a guy in the Main Street gym. You can train a guy down there in Hollywood. You can train him, you can train him around all these street people, this and that, but you can't make him a street guy. You can't. And Nakatani is not a street guy. I mean, the bottom line is, if he had some street in him, he would have won that fight. Absolutely would have won that fight. No doubt about that. Now, Tim Tszyu and Errol Spence, of course, hooked up down there in Australia. It's going to be for 158 pounds. Errol Spence hasn't fought, what, in 3 years since the Crawford loss? Of course, he got tossed out of that car before the Crawford loss. And, of course, there was ever an injury in which a guy should have never, ever, 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 ever boxed again. It was Errol Spence being tossed out of the car at 120 miles per hour, whether he was drunk or loaded, whatever. Bottom line is, this road will break. Bottom line is, I mean, you had to be like, why would you ever come back? And then he came back, and he's slower as far as his speech is concerned. Of course, I've got slow speech, but today I'm just having issues. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Mighty Average White Band, they got together and did some type of benefit a few weeks. So, of course, Brent Carter, my buddy, of course, currently the lead singer of the Commodores, was the lead singer for the Average White Band for a dozen years. Bottom line is they got together, did one gig for some charity thing. They never told me about it. Had I known, I would have flown in to watch that. No doubt about that. Speaking of wanting to watch that, lots of things I would like to do as far as entertainment screen, but I want to see Sade. That's probably number one on my list, no doubt about that. Now, my Substack.com, Substack.com column, PAYDRO1234.substack.com. Bottom line is I got all kinds of stuff going on there. Of course, I did a story this week about the quality of life in America. I talked about the quality of life in America. Is it any good? Talk about that in deep. Of course, that's a deep non-boxing story. Of course, I got a story up there about the Sonny Liston death. You guys know about that. We've talked about that in depth. The 3 minutes with Jane Fonda and Ted Turner. Of course, the monster-like performance of David Benavidez. We've got that going on. Of course, and the non-monster-like performance of Noah Noy. All that kind of good stuff. Plain and simple. I've talked about Eddie Reynoso. Of course, the trainers being full of spit. The 10 count for publicist Bill Kaplan, of course. And then there's the believe it or not, the one story that's gotten the most play on my Substack column is Pedro writing again in South City with a picture of me back in high school when I was a high school editor of the South San Francisco Editor Warrior newspaper. And that one did a whole lot of clicks. Outside of that, they're doing okay. But my column is at Pedro, Paydro, 1234. .substack.com. You know, maybe tomorrow I'll have my act together, because the bottom line is I've had diction problems. I've been stuttering since the show started. I think Daniel jinxed me in the other room. I think that's what he did. He threw some hoodoo on me, stuck a pin in a doll or something like that. And the bottom line is I've been stuttering for about 58 minutes now. But Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2:06 p.m. Eastern time to be exact, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time to be exact, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live worldwide. We'll hear from the retired HBO godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merch, to talk about last week's fights, of course, and today's fights, Fabio Wardley and Daniel Dubois, and I hope to bring in, I hope to bring in Rudy Hernandez, see if Rudy's willing to come on the show and talk about his guy, Junto Nakatani, and the fact that I think he choked. And of course, we'll have the great Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillenmuth, will be on the show as well. Of course, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to wish the super dad and the super son in the other room the best week in the entire world. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.